livestock. Ishaq Dar takes oath as Pakistan's new finance minister. And who Ishaq Dar is, what he promises to bring to the impoverished country by way of a new change. Well, joining us this evening is Dr. Neelam Nigar, Director, Center for Strategic Perspective, CSP, at the Institute of Strategic Studies in Islamabad. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Neelam. And shukran jazakumullah khairan for joining us, Dr. Neelam. Before we talk about the response of the public Ishaq Dar taking his oath, I mean, what is the background of Ishaq Dar? Where is he coming from? Who has he been affiliated with before? And what successes has he shown so that he could bring those same tools to Pakistan's new ministry?
Well, thank you for having me in your show. Ishaq Dar was the former finance minister, the minister, foreign finance minister of the PMLN, Nawaz Sharif's government, in the last two tenures, the government was in power. So he had the background he had that he had worked a lot in terms of keeping the exchange rate and the currency under control. And he is considered to be among the policy circles, Ishaq Dar is considered to be the interventionists, the one who wants to keep the exchange rate under control, interest rate and inflation under control. So he was able to do that in the last tenure. And there was a mixed reaction from the people. Some were of the view that it is good for the economy, while others were, many economists and policymakers was criticizing him that he is keeping the rupees, the Pakistani rupees, artificially overvalued. So there was a mixed reaction last time. But since now, as he has returned to the country after 5 years, took the oath of finance minister, again, there's a mixed reaction from the economy, from the policy circles and from the general public. See, you already mentioned that the inflation is already high. It is around, the general inflation is 27% year on year. But then you have to keep in mind the background, the total structure of this economy. There are a lot of things that might not be in the control of Ishaq Dar this time, which he has in mind that he will make something out of it. See, the conditions right at the moment in the country are very much difficult. We are under the IMF program, and there are certain conditions which we have to fulfill. And then there are other structural issues which cannot be overcome overnight. So these are some of the issues. Let's hope. But then again, Pakistan is going through the catastrophic floods, and there's a damage of around $30 billion of loss that Pakistan has so far witnessed, besides the loss of lives that people have seen. But then just a day before, we heard the former finance minister, Miftah Ismail, that there is some indications from the IMF that they are going to soften the conditions in terms of the levy on the petrol and in terms of rescheduling or adding up some in the overall package. So that, I think, gives some room to Ishaq Dar. But again, there are a lot of things, complexities that we need to look at. See, under the IMF program, Pakistan has promised that we will be, we are under the market-based exchange regime. So we cannot control finance minister cannot control the exchange rate. And then there is also Pakistan just this year, in the beginning of this year, a law was passed that the State Bank of Pakistan, which is the Central Bank of Pakistan, will be having an autonomy There will be no other, which again will be insulated from the government's control. So again, even on that front, there's very little room for the finance minister to maneuver. And above all, the foreign exchange reserve is at its low. So I think even there is some limitations of the finance minister that he cannot pump too much dollars in the market to keep the rupees under control. So these are certain issues or the structural problems of this country, which I think gives very little space, fiscal space, to the finance minister to maneuver and to control the overall exchange rate, the rupee in terms of dollar.
Neelam, I mean, of course, Isaac Dar has just taken his oath right now, and how he performs, I suppose the next few years will be an indication thereof. But what I am interested in is the process of the appointment of Isaac Dar. We note that in many countries there are a number of candidates, and these candidates are cross-questioned about their ideas for the economy. Did Isaac Dar, or is it a culture in Pakistan to undergo this type of a process where a few candidates are shortlisted, are penciled in, they appear before parliament, they are now questioned by a series of opposition as well as a pro-party, the party in charge. How does it work before somebody like the appointment of Isaac Dar? Does it work like that, or is it sort of like instantaneous, whatever the Prime Minister wants goes?
I think what you need to understand is at this moment the government is the regime at in Pakistan is the democratic the coalition of governments of several governments which had taken over the government after the vote of no confidence, which I think is a very constitutional process that the Imran Khan was voted out through the vote of no confidence. And now the government is run by the coalition of governments. And keep this in mind that Muslim League Noon, the PMLN, was the majority vote-taking party among the all coalition governments. So it had the votes. It was the second, it was the opposition party. So when the government took over, this regime took over, it was definitely the PMLN. Noon's government, which was to be choose the prime minister and others. So this is not a general process of running the government, but it is one of the very unusual circumstances that we at the moment are going through. It is, I believe, in my humble opinion, it is a very constitutional process through which the vote of no confidence was moved and the government has taken over. But yes, there are certain issues because of the kind of developing country Pakistan is. But yes, we have constitutional process in which parties get into vote or they get out of the government through voting process. So Isaac Dar was very much part of the previous government of Muslim League Noon, and it was under his stewardship that he took over the finance ministry. And this time it is again the decision of the supreme leader of the Muslim League Noon that they have given this portfolio to Isaac Dar, which I think other coalition partners have also agreed with.
You know, on the same subject of the Pakistan Muslim League, I mean, in a few years gone by, I would say the last 10 to 15 years, Pakistan Muslim League has shown, you know, some support and then lost some support. And in certain areas, you know, they did make a comeback. But are they attempting to regain their loss on the political clout? And this is ahead of the polls. Yes. How is the party faring as a whole?
Yes, that is basically one of the reasons that the former finance minister, Miftah Ismail, had to take very tough decisions, which obviously had some very political cost in terms of politics. So it they had to regain that. So in that particular sense, you can say that since the IMF program is done, it has been sealed, it has been in the process now. So it was being decided that, yes, now the finance minister can go. Ishaq Dar can be the finance minister, but yes, you are right that it is some of the process. Into some of the process, it's very much a political move in order to repair some of the damages that has been done in terms of the tough decisions that has been taken. And obviously, every big party always looks towards its vote bank also. So very much you can say it can be very much a political move also.
Neelam Nigar, Shukran, thank you so much for joining us this evening and talking to us about the latest development in Pakistan's politics. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you.